Like to call the Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs, Space and Domestic Security to order. Lois, will you please call the roll?
Mr. Chair.
Here.
Senator Gibson.
Here.
Senator Evers.
Here.
Senator Sachs.
Here.
Senator Stargell.
Here.
Quorum present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Lois. I would remind everybody to silence your electronic devices, and anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. We'll take up tab 1, Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 518, on specialty license plates by Senator Soto. Senator Soto, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Chairman, and thank you for agendaing the bill today. 518 creates a special license plate for recipients of the Bronze Star Medal. This is a medal that is awarded to individuals who commit acts of bravery, merit, or meritorious service in connection with military operations against an armed enemy. The Bronze Star is the fourth highest combat award when awarded for bravery and the ninth highest military award, including both combat and non-combat, in order of precedence in the U.S. military. And I should note that one of our very own, Senator Richter, is a Bronze Star recipient. So we do actually have even one of these heroes in our presence in the Senate. And the bill also adopted certain changes to the Women Veterans License Plate to make sure that the funds are going solely for the purpose of creating and implementing programs to benefit women veterans. Particularly, they're planning on having a convention and doing more outreach to make sure that job training and other programs uniquely situated to women will go directly to our women veterans. And that is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator. Are there any questions of the bill? We do have a couple appearance forms. We have the Executive Director of the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs, Colonel Mike Prendergast.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We waive our time in support of this great bill.
Waive your time in support. We have Jim Ramos, who's American Legion Commander from Newberry, Florida.
We waive our complete support for the bill. Thank you.
Jim, thank you, and good to see you. You two committees yet today. We really appreciate you guys taking the time coming up and presenting, and we thank you for your service. Okay, any debate on the bill? Seeing no debate on the bill, Senator Soto, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our state has and continues to be a very military-friendly state. I know, Chairman, you just had a bill today dealing with spouses of fallen combat veterans. And so this is one of many things we're doing in our state to make sure that we applaud our veterans like Mr. Ramos and like the Colonel and others. And we appreciate your service so very much, and we ask for your favorable support.
Thank you. Pronounce Ramos, not Ramos?
Ramos, yes.
Ramos.
Oh, okay. Sorry,
okay.
Ramos. No problem. Ramos. That means there is no problem for those
okay.
of you who didn't know that in Spanish.
Muy bien, muy bien. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Having closed by Senator Soto, Lois, would you please call the roll in Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 518?
Senator Evers?
Yes.
Senator Sachs?
Yes.
Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Senator Gibson?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. And by your vote, Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 518 is reported favorably. Thank you, Senator, for bringing this good bill to us. We really
Thank
appreciate
you, Chairman,
it.
And Senators, for your support.
Okay, we'll go to tab 2, and we'll pick up Senate Bill 666 on voter identification by Senator Legg. maybe we ought to just skip that number. I don't know. I think we should TP this one. Yeah.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman.
Rich Reedy, Senator Legg's aide, is here to present the bill. Rich, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you very much. And this will be a fine bill to end that number with as well.
Turn the trend, yeah.
Florida statutes list among those documents that are acceptable forms of identification for voter registration applications and identification at the polling places. This bill simply adds to the list the documents that are a veteran's health identification card issued by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and concealed weapon or firearms license issued by the state of Florida. That is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Rich. Any questions of the bill by the committee? We do have a couple of appearance cards. Jim Ramos, American Legion Commander from Newberry, Florida. What post number is that, Jim?
Post 16 in
Greenville. Post 16. Thank you for what you do. I played American Legion baseball, too, so we appreciate what you do for young folks.
Thank you. Well, we wave our full support for the bill.
Wave for full support of the bill. And Ron Lebesky?
On behalf of the State Association of Supervisors of Elections, we wave in support of the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Ron. Appreciate that. Okay, those are the two cards. Is there any debate on the bill? Rich, you recognize the close?
Chairman, we'll wave. Close. Thank you.
All right. Lois, please call the roll on Senate Bill 666.
Senator Evers?
Yes.
Senator Sachs?
Yes.
Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Senator Gibson?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, and by your vote, Senate Bill 666 is reported favorably. I think we are complete. We have any other businesses? What's that? Thank you, Senator.
No?
No presentation. Senator Evers moves, we rise.
I have those cards.
Yeah.